In this session, we shall take a look at the more common types of tax-efficient investments available to investors in the UK. In particular, we will be concentrating on one specific form of investment. These are individual savings accounts, or, as they are more commonly called, ISAs. Although we have already looked briefly at national savings products, such as national savings certificates and premium bonds, it is worth mentioning them again here, because they are a very popular form of investment. As we know, income from national savings certificates and premium bond winnings are exempt from tax. National savings certificates are particularly popular because they guarantee a rate of return over their 5-year life. Premium bonds, on the other hand, do not guarantee a rate of return, because when you buy a premium bond, all you are doing is effectively buying a ticket in a raffle. There is a draw every month, and only if your numbers are drawn do you win a prize. Premium bonds are attractive because there is a possibility, however remote, that an investor could win a £1 million prize at any time. This prize would be completely free of tax. Premium bonds can be cashed in at any time and the money returned. National savings income bonds also guarantee a fixed rate of return. Interest earned on national savings income bonds is taxable. The interest is paid gross. Finally, a few words here on national savings accounts. National savings accounts are run by National Savings and Investments. They offer an investment account and an easy access savings account. The investment account pays a higher rate of interest. The interest on both accounts is paid gross and is taxable. For the remainder of this session, we shall concentrate on ISAs. ISAs are individual savings accounts. These are effectively tax-favoured funds in which a taxpayer can hold a range of different investments. The main benefits of ISAs are no tax on income, e.g. interest, dividends, etc. from an ISA, no tax on capital gains arising on the encashment of an ISA, and no minimum lock-in period and withdrawals can be made at any time. Taxpayers can invest up to £10,200 in a single tax year. The annual ISA allowance is not transferable and cannot be rolled forward into the next tax year if it hasn't been used. A husband and wife have one ISA allowance each. There are two types of ISA. A stocks and shares ISA, in which an individual can invest up to £10,200 per tax year, and a cash ISA, in which an individual can invest up to £5,100 per tax year. Cash ISAs hold cash only. No other investment is allowed. The cash ISA is therefore effectively a tax-free savings account. A stocks and shares ISA can hold a variety of investments, such as shares, securities, unit trusts, bonds, and investment trusts. An individual is allowed to pay into both a stocks and shares ISA and a cash ISA during the same tax year. However, the total investment cannot exceed the £10,200 limit on the accounts combined and cannot exceed the £5,100 limit on cash deposits. For a cash ISA, an individual can only invest with one provider per tax year, although they can change to different providers in different tax years. The position is the same for a stocks and shares ISA. The cash ISA and stocks and shares ISAs can themselves be with different providers in the same year. By way of illustration, Stacey, who is age 29, opened a cash ISA with Z Bank on the 1st of May 2010 with £2,200 in cash. At this point, she has £8,000 of her ISA allowance remaining for 2010-11. She now has the following alternatives. She could invest up to another £2,900 in cash with Z Bank before the 5th of April 2011, or open a stocks and shares ISA, up to her remaining allowance of £8,000 with any ISA provider, not just Z Bank. In 2011-12,
she could open another cash ISA with a maximum £5,100 deposit with any provider. Or she could invest up to £10,200 in a stocks and shares ISA, again with any provider.
Finally, a couple of additional points on ISAs. Investors can transfer ISA balances from one provider to another without affecting the annual investment limit. However, cash ISA balances can only be transferred to other cash ISAs, and likewise with stocks and shares ISAs.
If the balance on a cash ISA is transferred to a stocks and shares ISA, it will use up part of the current year's annual investment limit.
To open an ISA, an individual must be aged 18 or over. Individuals aged 16 or over can have a cash ISA. Individuals cannot hold an ISA jointly with anyone else. The individual investor must be resident in the UK. If an individual moves abroad and becomes non-UK resident, he or she may keep the ISA and retain the tax benefits, but no contributions can be made to the ISA in the non-resident period. Crown employees or members of the armed forces, etc., working abroad, can continue to pay into ISAs while non-resident. On the page in front of you, you will see 5 forms of income. What you are required to do is to simply click on the ones you think are exempt from income tax. Once you have finished, check your answer by clicking the button on the bottom of the page. Let us now have a look at the solution to practice question 1. Premium bond winnings are exempt from tax, as is any interest on national savings certificates. A dividend from an ISA is also exempt from tax. Remember that any income or dividend distributions to an investor from an ISA are tax-free. Dividends from a venture capital trust are also exempt income. Remember that dividends on the first £200,000 invested in a VCT in the year are tax-free. However, dividends received on EIS shares are taxable dividends. This concludes this module on tax-efficient investments.